All right. Great to have our season ticket holders out here. Number one, the governor out here also. And then Matt Burke from the league was also out here. So good to have all of them join us and see what we're trying to work towards here and how hard the fellas are working. As far as the injuries go, Catapano, we mentioned he yesterday had a groin strain. Albert Wilson still has an illness. It's really in his throat, and we just got to wait till it calms down so he can get himself back out. Tyler Bray, you know about Dee Ford, Garrett Fry, Demetrius Jr., JMJ. They're all making progress here. Don Terry, Jarrett Smith, and then Nicholas Williams. Again, they're all making progress getting back. We'll just see. As far as the game goes, we'll see who plays and who doesn't play. I can't tell you that right now. We're too many days away. I can tell you this. The ones will go for a quarter. The twos will go for the second quarter and half of the third, and then the threes will go and finish up the game. And again, can that change? It could change, but right now that's what it is. All right, time's yours.
What about Josh Maga and DJ Alexander?
Maga went out today. Yeah, let me make sure. Let me see on that. I'll give it to you here. It must have been on the back page. Alexander has a high ankle sprain, and then Maga's heel was bothering him, so we just held him out, had him do some warm-ups, try it, see how it felt, and it was tight, so we just took him out.
Andy, what about him? What's the plan for him?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we're thinking he's going to play, and we'll just see how things go from here to then. I mean, he's been going here, so I think he's ready to get out there and do this thing.
Andy. It's been pretty impressive that he's been out here in the first place. But what have you seen from him as a football player since?
Well, I told him I saw too much of him today because he had a couple interceptions out here. So, from an offensive standpoint, but listen, I'm happy as can be for him. He's like a little kid out here playing. He's having fun. He's appreciative of everything and everybody that has been with him throughout this whole ordeal. So. He's loving life right now, and that's important. It shows on the field here, too.
The offensive line you've been going with the last few days, are the guys going to start?
Yeah, those will be the guys that start, yep.
Andy, we had Ned Yost on the show this morning. He talked about his meeting with spring training. He talked about what a great leader you were, and then went on to say he hated the fact that there was a game that night because he wanted to sit there and talk to you even more. What did you guys talk about that?
Yeah, well, at spring training, you can sit, like, real close. I mean, I was on the screen, and he was in front of the screen, so we were talking through the screen there, and he was telling me a little bit about the things that they do strategically and in particular versus that time as opposed to now during the season and kind of how they go about working up to the season. Talked a little bit about his players, and then I kind of snuck out after about the fifth or sixth inning. So those were tight seats. My rear end and those seats weren't a match. I don't even know that. I mean, that's a tough question. I can't tell you that. I've been very fortunate to be around some great leaders, and so I've had good examples.
With the first game coming up on Saturday, how do you feel about the preparation and the work that's been put in so far?
Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate the way the guys go about their business and how hard they work. They get a couple days rest here, which is a good thing, so before they've got to go out and play. And they need it. They deserve it. So that's that's where we're at right now, but they've been busting their tail. Yeah.
Lamar, you're just going to do a walkthrough?
Tomorrow's day off, and then we come back with our mock game.
When you reviewed the whole line, D-line, ones, did you allow yourself to take a minute to enjoy Adam Bailey's bull rush?
Yeah, he is a bull. He's a strong guy. To be built like he is, that big and proportional the way he is put together is something, and he's a strong human being. And he's even a better person than he's a football player, which makes it great. He brings intensity every day, works his tail off, never says anything. I love watching him.
When you guys decided to give him that extension last fall, how much of that has to do with the fact that, hey, he's still a young guy. He's not even 27 yet.
Yeah, he's a young guy, and he's going to give you every day. He's going to give you work. That's how he approaches it. He's a pro. And so those guys, you don't mind paying those guys, man. I mean, that's what this is about, for them to make a living for themselves and their family. And for now and the rest of their life. And so, and the ones that come to work every day and prepare like he does, that's a treat to pay those guys.
Aaron Murray had some nice throws here today. What have you seen from him?
He's getting better every day. I mean, every day he's making improvement. So he threw a pick yesterday, came back, and did a pretty good job today with his thing. That last throw was a beautiful throw that he had. Yeah, well, we're getting a good challenge from one of the best secondaries in the league, so we're loving that, and we're trading back and forth. So it's I think we're working in the right direction. We got plenty of room to still work, so we'll keep pounding.
With a few of the inside linebackers banged up right now, what do you see from Justin Marsh up
here? Yeah, I like Marsh. Tough kid. You saw him step in today when Maga was out. He and Wilson both, and take reps in there with the ones. And you're not losing that intensity when they come in. Maga's having a great camp. These kids stepped in and they kept the level up. So that's a positive thing. But we're excited about Marsh. Anytime you get a college free agent like that is playing as well as he's playing, that's a positive.
A couple more guys. Hey, Andy, you've had some time to strategize since the extra point has been pushed back. Some coaches around the league have been talking about it. How do you think it's going to affect the number of two-point tries we see this year?
Yeah, I personally don't think it's going to change much. These kickers are pretty good. They're going to work extra at that spot. They'll have the choice of the hash they want or centering it, right, the position of the ball. So I think the numbers will stay in the high 90s or at least the mid-90s. So I don't think much is going to change there.